Today, Amazon announced its plans to build a second headquarters for North America. The Seattle-based company says the new location could cost as much as $5 billion to build and run. For the cities and states, bidding on the project being picked could mean tens of thousands of jobs and other economic gain. Lynette Lopez is senior finance correspondent for Business Insider. She joins us from New York. Lynette, to start, Amazon made the announcement today they're accepting proposals until October, which is not that much time. How unusual is this kind of bidding process for a company?
This is very strange. This is almost like Willy Wonka announcing his golden ticket prize. The whole approach is odd, but Jeff Bezos has brought a lot to Seattle. There are 40,000 people employed there, and they make $25.7 billion in compensation. So any state or city would be happy to have Amazon headquartered there. And they're probably going to give them a lot of tax breaks to attract Amazon.
I'm sure that they will. I mean, do we have any sense of what kind of tax breaks or other incentives Amazon might be looking for?
We know that they got over a billion and have gotten over a billion in breaks in the past. They are planning a New York warehouse. They say they're going to hire 50,000 people there. In this location, they say they could potentially hire up to 50,000 people as well. But this is going to have a range of employees there, from programmers to logistics people. So it's going to have to be somewhere where people are very educated, somewhere that has, say, an international airport. But they're looking at urban and suburban location. So it could be, you know, I've been seeing a lot of talk on Twitter about Columbus, Ohio's prospects.
Interesting. What kind of impact has Amazon had on Seattle?
The company says that it's brought just less than $38 billion in investment to Seattle. Employees of Amazon have given $43 million to the Seattle transportation system. And from the thousands and thousands of hotel rooms that Amazon and its guests rent, I think in 2016, it was 233,000 hotel rooms in Seattle for, you know, Amazon employees. It's crazy. It could completely change the face of a town or of a state.
Well, and I'm sure a lot of towns and cities are going to be getting into the mix for the second Amazon headquarters in North America. We did see this morning the Wall Street firm MKM Partners predicting that in the next decade, Amazon could be worth triple what it is today.
Yeah, it's just, it's a massive company. And the thing about it is that Jeff Bezos has taken a very different approach to the company than I think some of his competitors. He doesn't really do stock buybacks. He doesn't really care if the stock price goes up or down.
Right.
He's not always trying to show a massive profit. He takes a lot of what he makes and then reinvests it back into the business. He's not afraid to try projects and fail. And it's a very experimental company, but and it has had its doubters along the way, especially on Wall Street. There's this argument, do you let the finance guys run your company or do you start with a product first? And Amazon has always been a product first company. And it's showing that that kind of laser focus can make you a winner in this marketplace, and you don't just have to rely on the bean counters on Wall Street.
And as a full disclosure, we should note that Amazon is among the financial supporters of NPR. That's Lynette Lopez, senior finance correspondent for Business Insider. Lynette, thanks.
Have a good one.